This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's episode is a five-minute interview that Gary did on CNBC's Fast Money, where he talks about why alternative assets are exploding. Enjoy.
Welcome back to this Fast Money special, The New American Investor. Our next guest was an early investor in Twitter, Uber, Facebook, and Venmo, now looking at new opportunities out there and how the internet has changed how we invest also. Gary Vaynerchuk is the CEO of VaynerMedia. He joins us now. Gary, great to have you with us. You were early in on a lot of the social media companies that have really changed how we view the world. How do you think what we've seen with the Reddit rebellion, how has that changed how we invest, do you think?
Well, I think, you know, you're seeing the maturity of the internet itself. I think people are incredibly naive to how early we are in all of this. I look at all of us as cavemen and women in the digital age. I mean, when you think about VR, when you think about what's going on the blockchain. So I think it changes because people are realizing the power of communities forming have an ability to focus and impact, and we have to adjust to that.
So in terms of Wall Street institutions saying that this is an anomalous situation, this was a weird phenomenon, it probably won't happen again. What do you say to them?
That's naivete, completely grounded in their own self-interest. And I think a lot of time ostriches get hurt. And so I think that it is not an enigma and not an anomaly. And even though on paper it looks like it was thwarted because of where those stocks are today, what that does is it leads to alternative investments, and people are looking at different plays right now. When you look at what's going on with, obviously, Bitcoin and Ethereum, but when you look at what's going on with NFTs or sports cards or many other areas, there's always a counter reaction, and the internet brings people together, and the masses have a lot of power.
Hey, Gary, it's Lindsay. I think you're making a really great point. The masses do have power here. And I find it very interesting that they are embarking into the world of investing, something that many people didn't have the confidence to do for the longest period of time. Do you think that they'll stay in the investment space in the stock market? Or do you think that they're going to, you know, flock to these alternative investment ideas like you just stated? I know sneakers is another area, a hot area too, for trading. Where do you see the future?
I think it's a game of both, right? I don't think it's or, I think it's and. But I think this is the culmination of a decade of entrepreneurship and investing and savviness and capitalism and Americana maturing. I mean, you have an incredible amount of 13 to 21-year-olds who associate themselves with entrepreneurs or influencers that are going to do business. And so I think that this is a reality to the access people have through things like this and the interest people have. Go look at everybody 15 to 25. Entrepreneur is in a stunning amount of those bios.
Hey, Gary, this is Delano. So when you think about NFTs, you mentioned digital scarcity, NFTs. What's going on in that space? It's really early, as you mentioned. I think it's a great area for people to really get tapped into, do some research. What are you seeing? Where can people start to learn a little bit more about that space?
You know, I think when you look at that, Bitski.com is a platform that I think is worth Go Project. I mean, if you just go to the hashtag NFT on Twitter right now, there's an incredible amount of information. Beeple, the artist, like just Google search what he's up to with Christie's. This is, for me personally, this may be the space that is the manifestation of my life. Supply and demand, scarcity, trading, IP. If you want to talk about something to pay attention to, the IP wars for NFT rights are going to be remarkably interesting. And just the fact that we're living in a digital world. What's a blue check verification worth to a lot of people in the world today? Unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you want to look at it, quite a bit. And I think with the rise of VR, you could really start to understand why these NFTs have a real shot. And I think that NFT is going to be something coming out of a lot of people's mouths on this program over the next half decade.
Just quickly, Gary, we've got under a minute, but I'm curious, you mentioned trading cards. Do you have one in particular that you take pride in?
You know, to try to bring value to everybody, for me, it's probably a Frank Thomas 1990 Leaf because that was my favorite card as a kid, or Joe Namath rookie, but Jordan, LeBron, and Kobe.
Wow.
Messi and Mbappe, those five, are just fire.
We'll have to see him next time you're on. Gary, great to see you. Thanks so much for your time. Gary Vaynerchuk, Vaynerchuk Media.
All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is Thank You So Much by Lola. Thank you so much for putting your real self out there in the way that you do. It's a tough world to be an entrepreneur in. When most people don't get how it works, I feel a lot of guilt and get a lot of fire thrown at me because I'm choosing to follow the path. Thank you, Gary. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.